Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Community radio with a powerful sound. We are 98.5 CKWR, the mighty dynamo.
The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
Warning, the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references, or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the gothic vampire empress of the night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. Open your ears to a new sensation in music that may possibly impress and astonish your auditory senses. Be prepared for a new mystical music transformation. For in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In the heart of the Tri-Cities beats a strong, spunky radio station. Found at 1446 King Street East in the wickedly lovely city of Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. This radio station is 98.5 CKWR. So, with no further ado, here is the Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region, Madam Ravencroft.
When did we get a new pre-intro? I thought you were my Ed McMahon sidekick, Eva.
Duh. Call me surprised, too.
Boy, CKWR really goes out on promotions, don't they? Anyways, what he said. I see that my Goth brethren, as well as you gravelings, made your way without a problem to Gothopolis Cemetery. And, well, here to the Spectral Mansion. I'm the hostess of the Dark Side, Madam Ravencroft, and I welcome you one and all to this secret little show tucked within time between the blanket of dusk and dawn, where Goth, Darkwave, Dream Pop, and other related musical artists and their haunting songs are heard here on mainstream radio. Unique music which has been in the dark from your awareness until now. The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region welcomes you for being bold enough to enter her domain. Eva, which musical artist is slated to be on our schedule this starkly night?
This evening, Lady Ravencroft, we have Ashbury Heights, Peter Murphy, Kate Bush, The Church, Blackmore's Night, The Spoons, Susie, and The Banshees. Raven Said and Lycia are some artists playing the Dark Side's virtual bandshell within Gothopolis Cemetery. By the way, no real Banshees are in Susie's band. If that was true, everyone, after hearing them, would soon be dead. Not to mention hearing all those Banshees screaming their heads off would deafen or drive mortals mad if their scream is heard for too long.
I think true Goths and those with a basic understanding of the band knows that no real Banshees are part of the musical group, Eva. Budgie and Severin just named themselves after the British entities. They are not Banshees.
Oh.
By the way, keep it down.
Why?
Well, because Gothopolis Cemetery has its own emissary of death that prowls its grounds.
Really?
Yes, her name is Bethany. She is my counter, kind of like Krampus is to Santa Claus, where I'm the kinder guardian of this cemetery, looking out for the souls that inhabit here. whereas she is the tougher enforcer of it. I've had a few encounters with her in the past. I consider her a frenemy. The Darkmoor requires us to get along. So try not to mention her name too much, else you'll summon her.
I'm not afraid of banshees. Okay. I am. They're high-level fae. I can be seriously hurt by them, much like the Dullahan can hurt me. Normally, we stay out of each other's affairs.
Well, that's a smart position to take. So, what bands are leading us into the show, Eva?
In our first tri-set, we have Ashbury Heights, National Velvet, and I Am the Shadow.
Nice to know that in case you try pulling a prank on me. Okay, why does that giggle make me apprehensive what you might do?
Hey, I can't help impulses that come over me. I try hard not to revert to my fae nature. I'm here to study human culture, understand it better. I don't wish to make my only access to that societal study hate me.
Am I safe?
Yes, but forgive me should I ever get sick or someone upsets me. Then my bestial nature starts to overtake my ability to suppress it.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I do want to touch base on your health while you remind me. How are those hiccups you had last week?
I'm fine now, thank you. Interesting feelings. Really interesting sensations.
Okay, before you wax happily about your personal sensations, you need to edit what you say before you say it. I like to keep to radio conduct protocols, please, Eva. It's a matter of professionalism.
Sorry. Wow. Hey, I'm becoming a Canadian. I'm apologizing by impulse.
If you do, you better hightail it to Service Canada to get a SIM card.
I'm a visitor with an extended magical permit. I don't need to check in with human government establishments. They travel and settle in all areas of the globe. We were here before mortal humans. Humans don't have control over us.
Really, huh? Well, I can see the logic in that. You are the caretakers of the planet.
Yes, we attempt to be. It's difficult, though, with all this rot affecting nature, which is what I was investigating before the Darkmoor reached out to me.
That rot is called pollution. Okay, let's get into the show and not turn this into an episode of The View talk show. This is 98.5 CKWR. I am the gothic vampire of this domain, Madam Ravencroft. The night shift crew and myself will see you all after the next tri-set.
Savant. specters from the black moss. No sympathy, no sympathy. You're dedicated to a lost cause. No sympathy, no sympathy. You dwell apart inside a black box. No sympathy, no sympathy. You couldn't handle my affliction. No sympathy, no sympathy. I was kicked like an addiction. No sympathy, no sympathy. And when I couldn't relax on account of my panic attacks, you told me you had enough, just take some Atarax. And when I went to my scans as I was dreading my death, you had more pressing concerns. I got your message. You keep on digging at the crossroads. No sympathy, no sympathy. You conjure specters from the black moss. No sympathy, no sympathy. You're dedicated to a lost cause. No sympathy, no sympathy. You dwell apart inside a black box. No sympathy, no sympathy.
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
Listening to The Dark Side here on 98.5 CKWR. I am the Gothic Vampire Empress, Madame Ravencroft. We just heard Spectres from the Black Moss from Sundvall, Sweden's goth rock synth pop band Ashbury Heights, off their 2020 Spectres from the Black Moss digital single. Next up, we had a visit from Toronto's goth rock alternative rock lead singer Maria Del Mar and National Velvet with A Place Called Hysteria from the 1990 Courage album. Then wrapping things up in our first tri-set was Lisbon, Portugal's dark wave goth rock cold wave band I Am the Shadow with the song Echoes from the 2016 album Everything in This Nothingness Still.
I was in your neighborhood yesterday, Lady Ravencroft. I noticed you have quite a murder of crows congregating there. Why is that? Quite similar to what vampire naturally can do.
Eva, do we really need to ask? They, since the madam resides there, they find comfort with me being in their coverage area. Hence, they make their home around me. I find it rather endearing, to be honest.
Interesting that you project that sort of comforting field.
It's all due to my Demeter, which I radiate.
While you were away from God Hopeless Cemetery, I watched a weird series on Netflix called Sexy Beasts.
Is this going to get me into trouble by the powers that be which control the fate of my show? You know we cannot talk about adult stuff on here, Eva. That's a no-no. You know that.
Will you let me finish? It's completely safe to mention. It's a dating game where mortals are judged by their character, not their appearance. They get special effect prosthetics put on them. One man poses as a lizard as he woos three human females looking like an armadillo, a meerkat, and a hammerhead shark.
Must be a conspiracy theorist's dream thinking lizard people exist all around us. And why is this important?
Well, I spent a long time wondering why mortals would want to be another species. Is this similar to transgenderism? Which I see as completely understandable for them to do their personal and important journey. But is this necessity more about trans-speciesism?
I think you just created a new word. No, I don't watch it. Netflix is too expensive for me to subscribe to. Besides, people like to dress up for Halloween, cosplay, and, well, now apparently television shows to be unique and inventive. See it more as visual transmorphism.
Well, it's strange to see mortals want to be another life form. But I'm curious to see if someone is going to appear as an unseelie court goblin or a troll. Who really is watching this?
Yes, I wonder who. Who could be watching this, Eva? I swear you're giving me gas. I need to get some Tums before I regret this conversation.
What are Tums?
Not important. Never mind.
Hey, I stumbled upon the show. It intrigued me.
Sure. Keep saying that and maybe I'll believe you. Give me a moment to myself, Eva, please. Mental note, I've found a new issue to talk to my therapist about on how society has finally gone down the rabbit hole, degrading itself with desperate people transitioning into animal creatures in order to get ahead in the dating scene. Great. Furries on steroids.
What are furries?
Don't ask, and don't listen into my private whispers. Darn Snoopy Fae hypersenses.
Is that what they call a resting ticked off face you are sporting?
Why, yes. Yes, it is. How did you guess? Now, can we get back to the show, my pop culture addict?
Sure.
So, what haunting tunes are next to enter the virtual stage, my dear curious glowball?
In our second try set, we have songs from Peter Murphy, Breeding Ground, and Kate Bush.
Excellent. Then let's jump right into them after a brief necessary break. This is 98.5 CKWR, and I am the Madam, and you are listening to The Dark Side. Eva, let's do a walk about the cemetery and bring in fresh night air, please.
If you're a Canadian goth rock, dark wave, cold wave, dream pop, post-punk, pagan pop, or new wave band who've been trying hard and wish to break into the music industry, but just need a little push to hopefully be noticed, the Gothic Empress herself welcomes you to submit a high-quality MP3, along with a short bio of you or your band to her email address at madamravencroft@gmail.com. Just make sure care and attention is focused on vocal clarity, and that your instrumentals are crisp and in balance with your foreground vocals. That no profanity, misogyny, anti-LGBTQ+, racism, violence-promoting or sexual content are to be found within the lyrics. Be also aware that your song might not be played if any of these complexities are embodied within your song. Understand that Madam Ravencroft, The Dark Side, and 98.5 CKWR are not obligated, nor will there be any financial compensation for the playing of your song. Hopefully, we can help, in a way in making you a star, and ultimately putting Waterloo Region and the Canadian nation on the world stage. Take care and good luck.
This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Serving the community since 1973, we are CKWR.
Go to your socials now and tell everybody that you love this radio station.
Never. shout on the secret walls, I hear you say. You know the way it goes about. It takes you in and spits you out. It spits you out when you desire to conquer and to feel your higher. To follow it, you must be keen with mistakes that you do mean. Move the heart, switch the pace. Look for what seems out of place.
Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
This is The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR. Well, not literally the dark side as in evil, but that the show takes place in the deepest, darkest part of the night. Plus, it features some music many might have never known to exist, where I feature that specific music kept in the dark from most music aficionados, as well as the gothic culture that holds such music as goth in high reverence. I am the Madam, Madam Ravencroft, and we just heard from Northampton, England's post-punk, goth-rock, Bauhaus member Peter Murphy with his biggest solo hit, Cut You Up, off his 1989 album, Deep. Our second selection in the second tri-set was with Toronto's post-punk, goth-rock, cold-wave band Breeding Ground with Turn to Dust from their 1986 album, Tales of Adventure. Then spinning down that set is the pride of Bexley Heath, England, with art rock, eccentric pop, synth pop, legendary singer Kate Bush, with the rarely heard 2017 digital single Babushka, the Steve Jacks long version.
Aren't you and another CKWR programmer both super fans of Kate?
You're referring to our fellow programmer at the station, Coral Andrews.
Yes, that is whom I'm referring to.
Well, me and Coral are big fans of Kate. Big fans. She often mentions Kate on her show, The Afternoon Drive.
Are you friends with Carl Andrews? Isn't she one of your idols?
I wish. She's a programming veteran and part of CKWR's A team. I'm only a simple newbie and still in CKWR's B team of programmers. Yes, Carl is one of my local idols. I would count myself speechless, as well as bloody lucky, to be friends with Carl, but sadly, no, either we are simply associates. I respect her highly, though. If I ever was to be friends with Coral, I would cherish it forever. She is, after all, a living legend, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, Eva, enough with the idle chat. Let's get back to the show, for the sands and the hourglass are ticking away. So, who are scheduled to appear next in the final set in the first hour of The Dark Side?
The last song set before the top of the hour includes The Church and Leathers.
Very good. This is The Dark Side found only on 98.5 CKWR, the nation's only gothic radio station in Waterloo Region. Eva and I shall see you once more before the end of this hour, so stay tuned.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft. All one word, e at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/madamravencroft.
Music with Bite. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Waterloo Region's alternative music source. We are 98.5 CKWR.
Gets kind of empty. Summer her breath fades with a light. I think about loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain. Down in Memphis, lower the curtain, down on earth. Got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way skin. Wish I knew what you were. You were fine.
Ravencroft, The Dark Side, 98.5 CKWR.
This is 98.5 CKWR, and you're listening to The Dark Side. We just heard from Vancouver, British Columbia's shoegaze post-punk darkwave musical duo, Leathers, with the 2017 digital single, Day for a Night. Then, capping off that set, we finished with Australia's The Church with Under the Milky Way, a live concert segment recorded at the Enmore Theatre on December 17, 2011, in Sydney, Australia. Leading out, we have the Enniskillen, Ireland, Ethereal Pop, Baroque Pop, Chamber Pop band, The Divine Comedy, with the 2004 The Happy Goth from their Absent Friends album. This has been The Dark Side. I am Madame Tamara Ravencroft, and this is 98.5 CKWR. Stay tuned for another hour of goth-related music right after the commercial break.
Travel on. It must seem awfully long. Innocence all gone. It must be wrong to hide your lovely face away. That music you play, I'm not saying it's bad, no, no, it just seems terribly sad. Is everything all right? I'd like to think you tell me it's and a heavy cross, but on the inside, she's a happy goth. Don't worry, Mom, don't worry, Dad. The hours that I spend alone, the happiest I've ever had. That's what she'd say if she ever spoke to you, but it's something she can never do, 'cause it's only by herself she'll find out what makes her different from the rest. Well, her clothes are blacker than the blackest car, and her face is whiter than the snows apart. She wears Dr. Martens and a heavy cross, but on the inside, she's a happy goth.